Welcome to the Leader's Pause, where leaders like you tune in to find calm, get clear, and level up. Tune in with best-selling author, speaker, and coach Hal Runkel as he helps you take back your time, your energy, and your decision-making power. All you have to do is learn to press your own pause button first. So, take a break, take a breath, take a knee, and learn to access your greatest human superpower, the ability to pause, think, and decide for yourself. It's time to find calm, get clear, and level up. The Leader's Pause starts now.
Good evening, good afternoon. I am thrilled that you are here. This is The Leader's Pause, and I am your host, Hal Runkel. And before I talk about me, I would rather talk about you. In particular, I have a question that I want you to consider your initial instinct as to how you answer it. And so it's a simple question. It's a philosophical question. Can people change? Simple enough question. Can people change? Now, it's interesting. I'm asking this question, and you are tuning in on something called the Transformation Network. So it would seem that if you're viewing this, or if you know me and what I do, the answer is obvious. Of course people can change. Why would we be talking about transformation if they can't? But let's not be so quick to be sure that that's how we would answer it. Can people change? Because what I've found often is that we may say we believe, of course that people can, yes. But sometimes what we really mean is we hope people can, or we want to believe that people can. Regardless how you answer the question, I believe can say a lot about you. And what I'm more interested in is the question. I'm more interested in the question underneath the question. And that's a theme throughout every show that I'll ever do, is I want to look at the question. And I think of questions kind of like waves, but the question underneath are like currents that are far more powerful and shaping the waves. And I want to know, what are the questions driving this? And one of those questions may be not, can people change in some philosophical way? It might be driven by, can this specific person in my life make the change I so desperately hope they will? And maybe that person is you. Will I ever make the change? So what we're going to do is unpack the question, and then we're going to look at the questions underneath the question, and then we're going to look at the ramifications of it. Let's go back to it. Your gut instinct. Can people change? My coach is a guy named Sven Erlandsson. You can find him on TikTok as he's the badass counselor. And he always does this thing with me, which is great, where he'll ask me a question and say, look, gun to your head, question, give your first instinct, and don't be afraid to change your mind. Change your mind 5 minutes from now. What? Change your answer. Fine. But what does it say? Can people change? Do they change? Have you seen them change? Is it truly possible? And what do you actually mean when you say it? That's the question. I'm thinking about it because my wife and I recently rewatched the magnificent Ted Lasso. And if you have not watched the series Ted Lasso, I just am happy for you, because it's kind of like when we used to have cash. Remember when you would find a $20 bill that you had forgotten you put in your jeans and it came through in the wash? That's what I think about when, if you've not watched Ted Lasso, it is waiting for you. These entire three seasons of incredible joy. Well, the series finale, and I'm not giving anything away by talking about this one snippet from that episode. The series finale has a character named Roy Kent who is finally ready to open up to other men. And his question is, can people change? And the reason why he's asking is because some things have happened that have frustrated him and disappointed him, because, as he says, I've been busting my rear to change for the last year. And it seems, because of some incident that just happened, I haven't moved an inch. I haven't done any changes whatsoever, and I was hoping to become somebody different than me. And so it sets off a discussion. Is it possible for people to change? First answer, Trent Krim says, I don't think so. Said maybe we don't change per se, but we may just accept who we've always been. Interesting answer. And I'm guessing an answer that you may have thought of as well. It may be one of those answers that we change depending on what age we happen to be, what phase of life we're in at the time. Later in life, maybe it's this, look, I recognize I've tried to change. I haven't. There are these things that have always remained the same. And so, no, we don't change. I just have to accept. It's a paradoxical answer, actually. Because what if choosing to accept how you've always been is a dramatic change? What if you've been resisting that acceptance your whole life, and your resistance of it has led you to develop habits, instincts, personalities, behaviors, patterns? And then when you finally choose to accept, then that is the change that actually you've been wanting to make or needing to make. This is why the question's difficult. Because when we start to unpack it, there are so many possible meanings of it. And that's why I like the questions underneath the question. Like, who do you want to change? So let's do an exercise. I want you to think right now, one person in your life who you really want to make a specific change. Who is the person? How close are they to you? Is it a person? I work with leaders. I coach leaders. That's what I do for a living. And it can, but what I love working with leaders, first of all, I want everyone to recognize you are a leader. That'll be a theme in this show a lot. You may not think of yourself as a leader because you don't have a title of that, but if you're a parent, guess what? You're a leader. If you are in a relationship with anyone, guess what? You are a leader. If you exist on the planet and interact with other humans, you have an effect on other humans. So that makes you a leader. And you may not be an intentional leader. You may not think of yourself in that way, but I'm going to hope that you interact with this show. You'll come away recognizing you are, and that's a good thing. Because leadership, I believe, is intentional influence. Now, what's interesting is you can have influence whether or not you're intentional about it, but intentionality is part of what we're looking for even in this question. Because what you're wanting to know is, all right, is this person, and I want you to think of this person, keep thinking of them, is it possible that they can make an intentional change? Like the change you want them to make. We all have these people. Maybe you've gotten to a place where you're just so resigned that they're not going to change by now. Okay. So you're accepting who they are. You're the Trent Krim answer. You're just accepting that's who they are going to be. And that might disappoint you. And because you have tried so desperately to intentionally influence their change, and it has not worked, or it has backfired at worst, that you have just come to this recognition, now, you know what, maybe people can't. So that's the first exercise. Think of the person you most desperately want to change. Do you believe in your bones that they can? Now, this is not the question as to whether they will. It's a question of whether they can. And what's interesting is we have answered that question in the positive in almost everything we've done to set up our society. You think about it. If we don't believe people can change, then why educate? Why train? Why structure anything that's based on improvement? We've built everything based on that. Marketing is based on hoping to change, influence other people's behavior. Management is, capitalism is, everything is, education is. It's all based on this idea that we can change. And yet, We're still wondering whether or not we can. Well, no, that's interesting is because, you know what, society didn't always answer the question positively. For thousands of years, not really thousands, but certainly hundreds of years in the Middle Ages, the answer was no, people can't. And that's why there wasn't much education. It was very for a very select few. It's why the church didn't want people to actually read holy scriptures, because they didn't believe people could change. And religion said, no, you can't. So you need to, you can't without some radical thing coming from outside into you, some revelation, your acceptance of it. But now we believe it's possible. We believe it's possible. We believe it's possible. We structure it in a way. And yet we still have doubts because we have seen people close to us unable to change. But here's another question. We're about to go into a break, and this is a great thing to be thinking about as we go in. What's the one change you have so desperately wanted to make in yourself that so far doesn't feel like you've made any progress on? Because in many ways, those are the two questions underneath this, can people change? It's either, do I dare hope that this person close to me will finally make the change that I and everyone who loves them dying to, hoping for them to make? Or, this change that I know I've needed to make, I need to stop this bad behavior, I need to pursue better things, I need to take better care of myself, I need to stop reacting, I need to stop screaming at people, I need to stop being so passive. I want to make more money. I want to have more romance. I want to have more sex. I want to have more love. I want to be a better leader. I want my people to do, you know, to respect me. I want to be able to do whatever it takes. But I don't know if I can because I've tried and it hasn't worked. And it's hurt. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk, I'm going to tell a story of that I believe is, for me, is very personally significant, that actually does give me faith in the positive answer to the question. But also, we're going to talk about the absolute worst way to answer the question and what I think is the best way to answer the question. And then we're going to follow up with a couple of principles that will help you as you wrestle with thinking about these two things. Who do I want to change? And what do I want to change about myself? Those are excellent questions. They're usually driving our philosophical pursuits. So here's a question to consider as we go into the break. Do I believe it in my bones that it's possible? And do I believe it's probable? Like, is it worth actually investing in this change? And are there some things that I'm doing that are actually thwarting all of my efforts to make these changes, whether either in myself or in somebody else? So what's your answer? Is it, you know what? Well, I just need to accept who I've always been. I need to accept them for who they've always been. Or is it, you know what? I believe people can change. I've seen it happen. I'm going to work like crazy to make it happen, and I'm going to devote myself to that reality. So, when we come back, we're going to look at the worst way to answer the question and the best way, and then we're going to look at the storytelling part of this segment and two principles that are going to help you going forward.
Are you a badass with big dreams? Then you need to join Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today. With me, Brandon Foster. Tune in every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will help you crack open the door to new ways of thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like yourself. For more information, visit BrandonRFoster.com.
The leader's pause. It's time to take a break, take a breath, take a knee, and access your greatest superpower. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio with host Hal Runkle to find hope for living, loving, and leading better. Learn to find calm, get clear, and level up. Book a conversation with Hal today. Visit ScreamFree.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were and how to awaken that power today. Julia studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Learn to master the secrets of manifestation. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Are you ready to create your marvelous life? As women, we can feel the pressure to make sure everyone else is okay before we take care of ourselves. That needs to stop. Hi, I'm spiritual coach Lori Jonas, and I'm empowering women to unleash their authentic selves and live marvelously. It's time to get clear on what you want in life. Check out my blog, coaching packages, manifestation journal, my book, The 5 L's of Living Marvelously, and more on my website, livingmarvelously.com.
Welcome back to The Leader's Pause. I'm your host, Hal Runkle, and I said I would say a little bit about myself, and I will not take up too much of your time. I am an author and a speaker and a coach, and I get to work with leaders of all shapes and sizes and ages, and it is a joy because what gets me up in the morning, and it really has driven me for most of my life, is this question: can people change what we're looking at? And I've answered it in the positive, and that I want to help make it happen. I'm a sucker for before and after pictures, and the idea that I could be a part of someone's before and after picture, a small part, a fulcrum in helping that happen, is what drives me. It makes me feel useful. It makes me feel like I'm worthwhile, and it's just a joy. And that's why I love the question so much, because if we take a step back, can people change? It's kind of nonsensical in that we're all constantly changing. Change is inevitable. It is driving everything. Just the mere fact of aging is incredible change. But literally, our bodies regenerate every 7 years. This is a disgusting fact you don't want to know, but when you change your air filter, I just did it yesterday because I always change it on the Equinox once a quarter. You know what most of that stuff is? It's human skin trapped in the air filter. It's disgusting. That is like 90% human skin that just comes off and floats in the air because we're constantly molting. We are changing. Our bodies are changing constantly. And so many times, so much of the struggle we enter into in our lives is resisting the natural change that life is calling us to make. So, can people change? Of course they can. Will people change? We don't know. But mainly it's, will people change in the way we want them to make, in the way we want them to change? Will they change the way will we change in the way we want us to, want ourselves to? And that's not easy to answer. It takes a lot of factors that are totally out of our control that are going to determine that. And sometimes we are pleasantly surprised. I get to watch pleasant surprises with my coaching clients. And it is such a thrill to see something that they had struggled with, but also begin to recognize that maybe the struggle that they're having, the change they've been resisting, is actually the change that's going to unlock what they've always wanted to pursue. It's just not going to look exactly how they wanted to right now. And this can be anything. It can be an injury that actually asks you to slow down, to begin to revalue. It can be a dip in your business that is costing you revenue that leads you to do some serious self-reflection that when, you know what, things are doing, you know, high on the hog and revenues are up, that you're not going to take that time. By the way, that's the intention behind the leader's pause. That's why this is called the leader's pause, because asking people to intentionally take a break to investigate serious questions like this that are driving much more than we realize. Well, that's an intentional move that intentional people take, is taking a pause to investigate things like this. And sometimes, you know what, it's an outside situation that forces us, or it's we're pursuing one thing that leads us to then have to evaluate something else. And the example is that I'm going to share that's actually been pretty inspiring to me, even though I resisted letting it inspire me. Press pause on that. I'll come back to it. My father died last year, in August of last year. He was 88. Well, he was about to be 88. And had Alzheimer's for several years, and that was really hard. And so in many ways, his passing was a relief. But before he died, he met his third wife, and they were married 24 years, something like that. And what I loved watching was my father make a pretty huge transformation. Growing up, my dad was very conservative and racist in some ways, like we all are, and but also homophobic. Very, very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. Then he met his third wife, and she has a son, a tremendous successful man, who admirable in so many ways. He's tremendously successful. He's one of the top yoga instructors in the entire world. And her son has, he came out early in his life, and he's a proud gay man, and it's been for a long time. But this forced my father into a close relationship with a gay man for the first time in his life. And what was amazing was to watch my dad really make a serious change in terms of his ability to accept people rather than prejudge them. So much so that by the time my stepbrother got married, he, again, top yoga instructor, lives in New York for Peloton. Then he gets married to a Broadway director that is unbelievably successful. And so you can just imagine the level of their wedding. And my dad's there. And they had two weddings, one in New York, because that's in the States, and then one in London where his husband was from. And so my dad is enjoying these incredible, lavish weddings among the gay kind of elite of London and New York. And so much so, later on, there's a Broadway debut because the husband directed An American in Paris, which won Tonys. My dad goes to the debut. He's going to an after party at 2 a.m. My dad's like 80 years old, and he is living it up. And one of the things he told me was that he heard stories from his wife about her son and how she overheard him as early as like 8 years old, begging God, please don't make me gay. Please don't make me gay. And crying himself to sleep night after night after night after night. My father encountering that on a personal level, it changed him. And then he changed. And it was actually a beautiful thing to watch. And so many times it's a microcosm of how change actually does happen. It's very rarely it's, I'm going to set out to make this change and here's a plan for me to do it. Now, I get hired by people because they want to do that. But usually that desire, that motivation to change has been precipitated by something. So here are two principles to help. So let's say, you know what, you want to believe, and that's good enough. You want to believe that change is possible. That's good enough. Let's start with that. So if you do, then two things. Are you thinking about changing with somebody else? Or are you thinking about changing with yourself? Changing yourself. So if you're thinking about somebody else that wants to change. Here's the strongest recommendation I can give. Be willing to be part of the problem. Be willing to recognize that you are actually part of the problem. Once you do that, then you recognize, okay, you know what? Whether I want them to make a change or I make a change, I do have to make a change. Because I am somehow affecting this. And sometimes it's my efforts to change the other person that have led them to resisting the change. Second principle, trust the progress. And this gets to our, I teased earlier about the worst way to answer the question is yes, but. Yes, I believe people can change, but not this person. Or yes, I think I can change, but I haven't been able to and I don't see any progress. Trust the progress. You're always changing. Accept it. Embrace it. And count it, even if it's the smallest change. If you're making an intentional change or someone else is making an intentional change that you've wanted them to make, first of all, if somebody else is doing it, shut up and watch it happen. Don't make comments about it. Just enjoy it. Second, if it's you, count the tiniest progress steps. Count them because they matter. Guys, this has been a blast for me. It's been a fun first episode, and I thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Hal Runkel. You can find me at halrunkel.com, or you can email me at hal@halrunkel.com, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Next time.
You have been listening to The Leader's Pause with Hal Runkel, the show that helps leaders like you find calm, get clear, and level up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio to access your greatest superpower, the ability to pause, think, and decide for yourself. Book a conversation with Hal today. Visit halrunkel.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.